There's no better way to understand the principles of load-bearing and non-load-bearing walls than to have a look at them in action. Try to find a timber or steel-framed building under construction with the wall and roof framing up, but before the bricklayers have got too far on the walls. It's likely that the building will have a trussed roof, because that's the most economical way to build these days. Have a close look at the bottom cord of the truss as it passes over the non-load-bearing internal wall frames. You'll see that the bottom cord doesn't rest on these walls at all. Its only bearing point is at each end. Now look for internal load-bearing points in the building, that is, points where a wall is supporting part of the roof or the second story floor above. What is holding up the load? Is it a wall frame or a beam? Is there a column involved? Take digital photos and share them with your trainer and other learners in your group.